This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention, scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Trump said he did not think it was the right time to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state.
The timing for this event is not right. Just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time.
Trump said that the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events would be done with tele-rallies and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form. The convention had moved to Jacksonville, Florida, after North Carolina's governor said a safe convention could not be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, because of that state's battle with the coronavirus pandemic. The president's announcement came on a day that the United States passed more than 4 million confirmed infections with coronavirus and 144,000 deaths. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits pushed higher last week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports more than 1.4 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits, the first increase since March. It's the 18th straight week claims have topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, the number of weekly applications had never exceeded 700,000. All told, roughly 32 million people are receiving jobless aid, though that figure could include some double counting, and economists say the actual figure may be closer to 25 million. The increase comes with a $600 weekly federal aid payment for the jobless set to expire at the end of the week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States has charged four Chinese nationals with visa fraud for allegedly lying about their membership in China's armed forces, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports. Three of the four are in custody, but the fourth is said to be in China's San Francisco consulate.
The FBI says it believes that a woman, Duan Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claimed she didn't on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Duan worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close, quote, to protect American intellectual property and private information without giving specifics. China's state media said in editorials on Thursday that the order to shut the Houston consulate is an attempt to blame Beijing for White House failures ahead of the November presidential election.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen was ordered released from prison and will return home Friday after a federal judge found he was a target of retaliation, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will be released from prison once again. That's after the 53-year-old sued federal prison officials and Attorney General William Barr, saying he was ordered back to prison because he was writing a book about the president to be released before the November election. Cohen had been furloughed in May along with other prisoners as authorities tried to slow the spread of COVID-19. The U.S. District Judge in the case said Cohen's First Amendment rights were violated when he was ordered back to prison earlier this month after probation authorities said he refused to sign a form banning him from publishing the book or communicating publicly in other manners. I'm Shelley Adler.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrage over a Republican lawmaker's verbal assault on her expanded Thursday as she and other Democrats took to the House floor. In an incident witnessed by a reporter, the Florida Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican, angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez this week and profanely insulted her. Ocasio-Cortez said that the incident is indicative of a culture of sexism and violence against women.
It is a culture of lack of impunity, of accepting of violence and violent language against women, and an entire structure of power that supports that.
Representative Yoho expressed some contrition for the incident this week, but Ocasio-Cortez has rejected it as insufficient. For more on these stories,